You're listening to Vatican Radio. Monsignor Duarte Nuno Queiroz de Barros da Cunha was born and brought up in Portugal, but now works as the Secretary General of the Council of the European Bishops' Conference. Speaking shortly before Pope Francis's pilgrimage to Fatima, he described the very strong and widespread devotion to Our Lady of Fatima amongst the Portuguese people. He also spoke about the expectations surrounding the papal visit to the Marian Shrine. Monsignor da Cunha was interviewed by Susie Hodges.
I think it's very, very strong for different reasons. I think all Portuguese are very proud of the fact that Our Lady appeared in Fatima, but also all of us have something, some family story, some personal event that has Fatima connections. So there is no Portuguese who doesn't trust Our Lady of Fatima, and it is difficult to find a Portuguese who has not been there. Even when our faith or the faith of our people are not so strong, I think Fatima has always this presence of the motherhood, of the tenderness of the mother, and it's very difficult to have someone who doesn't love to be there in Fatima. So I'd say almost every house in Portugal has some connection with Fatima. Of course, nowadays, things are a little bit different. There is secularization also there. But nevertheless, people go to Fatima, people love Fatima.
What are the main expectations surrounding the papal pilgrimage to Fatima, coming as it does, of course, on the centenary of the date of the first apparition?
Well, we see that the connection of these three facts very, very important. The 100 years of the apparitions, and this is a long story, and it's everyone is preparing for this. The image of Our Lady pilgrimage image has passed over all parishes in Portugal and schools, Catholic schools and hospitals. So there was a huge preparation, and so the centenary is very, very important. Now, connected with the Pope visit, this is also growing even more the expectations. And now the annunciation of the canonization of the two, Jacinta and Francisco. I think the connection of these three events are really engaging Portugal at all the levels, even at the government, when the government is not at all Catholic.
The Shrine of Our Lady of Fatima draws around 6 million pilgrims a year. Are you expecting many more people to come to the shrine during the papal visit? Is there a lot of excitement about this?
Yes, there's a lot of excitement, some fears that there is no place for everybody. I hope that many people will go, even if we know that we will not arrive at the shrine properly, but we will be closed. So we really hope many people go. I think the impact of the presence of the Pope and of the celebrations of the centenary and of the canonization of Jacinta and Francisco will have important impact also in the faith and in the church, in the communities. Many people are going by foot already, walking from different parts in Portugal, also preparing spiritually for the moment.
Looking at the wider context of Portugal, what are the main challenges that the Catholic Church faces there? You mentioned secularization earlier, but are there other challenges as well?
I think in Portugal, as a European country and a Western country, the problem of secularization, of the privatization of the faith, and also abandoning the practice of the faith is a huge challenge, and I think bishops are very much engaged there, because we feel that people are not happier and that people are getting astray and they are losing also the sense of life. Another big challenge is our economic situation. Portugal is one of the poorest countries in the Western countries in the European Union, and it has been difficult for us to go out from the crisis, the economic crisis, and also the political governments are not able to change the situation. So I think also this is a very huge problem, the poverty, the unemployment. Of course, we also have the problem for the church in Portugal, of the vocations. Portugal is a strange story, because even if Portugal is a very Catholic country for long centuries, we have some crises, and the number of priests have never been very high in the last century. So we need urgently new vocations. The clergy are getting old, and the lack of priests is very much worrying the bishops. And of course, we have also these family difficulties that we are living in Western countries. I see the bishops very much also worried about the family, and keeping the family unities, preparing marriage, helping young people to decide who to engage. So, yeah, there are important issues for the Church of Portugal.
That was Monsignor Duarte da Cunha speaking there to Susie Hodges.